My name is Don Horton. I'm from North Carolina. I started working on barges, I guess, back in 1942 at 10 years old. Maybe my daddy was doing the drafting as opposed to the Army. He decided in 1942, after my brother was killed in March of 42, that summer he decided to put the family aboard barges. And we served as his crew. Barges, there's many hundreds of them right there, many companies. They hauled mostly bulk war materials to our defense plants, and they in turn turned the bulk war materials into war equipment. Mm-hmm. You can kind of think of it as ingredients to a cake. Without the ingredients, you're not going to make the cake. So they played a very important part in the war. Daddy took us on as a family. My mother was Sadie, the cook, and then I had a sister, was Jean. She went out there for 1 3 months. Then we had my brother and myself. So that was actually five of us aboard the ship, barge. And we worked that way. Daddy worked 24/7. We worked every summer. I worked from the time I was 10 years old until I graduated out of high school on the barge, and then went with him full time. And I left him in 1950, went in the Coast Guard. The barges, now they were extremely primitive. If you can imagine something that's been sitting up for many years, their lifespan was about 25 years old. Their wooden hulled barges, they'd been put out on sandbars, various cities, waterways. They pushed these barges up many, many years ago and forgot about them, dropped them off. They were going to die, they'd rot away. Then the war come along, World War II, and we started losing the ships out there faster than we could build them. And somehow or another, these barges were brought back in. Extremely primitive, completely no maintenance on them whatsoever. They were expected to maybe make a trip or two and sink one way or another. We pumped them 24/7 when they were loaded. There was no electricity aboard them. There was no toilet facilities, no running water. A very, very rotted condition on the barge. Elimination was the kerosene. And we went on there. The captain was in charge, and the companies paid him X dollars. I think, if I can recall better, Daddy was getting paid $500 a month to run the barge, however he wanted to run it. The crew was usually three or four men. Depends on different size barge. We had different size crew. And we were paid that way.
Your father's barge, it was just your family who were
that
operating
was it.
On
we
it?
Were the entire crew.
Yeah.
Everything.
Was that typical? Did other barges do
that? There was many barges out there that had families aboard running during the summertime. I've got pictures of even babies on there. My mother's holding the baby of a family next door. Not that they were working, but the family was on the barge. Somebody on that barge was mother's father, that child. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it was quite typical to see families out there with women and children working. They were doing exactly the same work as the credentialed seamen were. They were doing exposed to the same risk, getting the same pay wages and paying the same taxes. But what was lacking was credentials. There was no credentials required back there. Never. The captain usually had a credential. I usually carried a lifeboat ticket on it just in case. But anyone else, it was up to the captain to hire. And that's how they were hired. Now, there were some times that we were on work of barge when our family was not enough to hold the barge or crew it. So we may not even know. I remember one summer we had a cadet who graduated out of the academy, was stayed on there for, I don't know why, he didn't want the barge because it was rough weather, but he decided to go on there and he stayed on there.